Alexandra Vitale with BuffaloBills.com. We're here at the 28th annual Jim Kelly Golf Tournament, a perfect opportunity for past and current players to get to have a little fun, all for a great cause.
We're excited to be here today. Unfortunately, with Jim's health, he's not able to be here today. Talking to him yesterday, he really wanted to figure out if there was a way he could be here. And for his best interests, it was important that he didn't come today as much as he wanted to. Our 28th annual, we've given out over $5 million to over 100 charities in Western New York, and we're pretty excited about that.
And so are a few others.
Jim Kelly's the man. Always been, always will be. Known him since 1980. Helped me out in my wrestling match at Beyond, the legend of Beyond back in the day.
Jim just brings the energy, he brings the love, and so to not have him and the family there to see Jill and Aaron and everybody, it's rough. But you know, our prayers and everything and thoughts are with the Kelly family.
Jim, he did this, you know, 2 years ago. It was like raining and all that kind of stuff, and it's kind of hit and miss around here, but, you know, last night was pretty emotional. I got up there and said a few things. He's here, and there's no doubt about it, he probably wishes he was here.
He's here in spirit. Everybody knows exactly how he feels about this event and how he feels about all of the wonderful charity work he's done throughout his career here in Western New York.
We actually feel like he's here. I know that sounds like a pap thing to say, but, I mean, here are all his family, and we're doing what he wanted us to do.
Today's event would raise between $250,000 and $300,000 that will be distributed to Western New York charities. In addition to how they normally raise money at the tournament, Dan Kelly thought of a new way to help bring in donations.
When Jim was in New York City, they told him that he may lose his hair from the chemo. And just recently, it really started to come off. So I vowed to Jim that I would get my head shaved if he did. He got his head shaved on Saturday. I hope my wife likes my new look. It will grow back. I'm confident, not sure, but it's for the kids. So we're, you know, donating money to Camp Good Days for this.
While all Jim's friends and family are supporting his golf tournament, they're supporting him as well in his recovery from the cancer treatments.
He was upbeat, and he's still, and the thing I say, he's still himself. I mean, he's far from an invalid. You know, he's doing good. So, and his spirit's still there. He's still very positive. Jill's there, and you can't go in there. One of his brothers isn't there either. So, and he's got a huge support group.